Hey everybody, this is Angel. I use she, her pronouns, and I'm the president of Alberta Sex Positive Education Community Centre. Today we are going to talk about the sex negotiation formula. This formula looks at our needs, our wants, and our limits, and allows us to compare those to the person we're trying to negotiate with in a way that allows us to come up with some sort of mutually assured pleasure. It is one of my favorite formulas for communicating and is very common in the BDSM community to use this type of framework to have a discussion, to negotiate for some sort of a scene, that type of thing. Needs, however, can be a little tricky. Quite often when I'm talking to couples, especially when they're talking about how they need more sex than their partner does, they think the thing they need is an activity or an action. It's like, I need an orgasm. I need sex. When what they actually are looking for is some sort of an emotion or feeling connected. And those are two different things. If you just need sex, you can take any old thing and have sex with it and it'd be fine. And your need would be met. But you actually want to have that interaction, typically with a partner or somebody that just really intrigues you or interests you. So what you're really wanting then is to develop that intimacy. And that can be done in so many ways. So one of the biggest tricks to this whole formula is being able to tease out what that actual motivation is for the interaction that you want to have. So if I'm saying, I really want a spanking, do I, or do I just want to play? Do I need the actual sensations? In which case, they can be done with a lot of other things. Like, it doesn't necessarily have to be that one activity. Or is it just the adventure or the playfulness that I need? Do I just need my partner to give me some time? Like, what is it? And then we need to tease out the wants. And those are the things that would be a little bit of a bonus if they could be added. They're things we enjoy, but not necessarily the motivating force that has made us come to the table and want to negotiate this in the first place. And of course, we need to talk about our limits, all those things that we won't do. Now, I've had people say to me, like, if you were to sit down and have that discussion with somebody, you could be talking for weeks for what could be potentially 15 minutes worth of sex. And you're absolutely right, you could. But we need to at least assume that people have a little bit of common sense when we're having these conversations. So if I wanted to have sex with you, I wouldn't give you a 4-hour speech. I would say, hey, I'm really attracted to you. Like, are you interested in pursuing this? I'd like to explore some intimacy with you. I'm okay with any kind of touching above the waist, nothing below the waist. And if ever it goes that way, we'd have to talk about barriers and that kind of thing. But I just want to explore, you know, waist up sort of intimacy. Like, are you interested? And I would assume that the person knows that means I don't want them to cut off my hair, for example. Like, I don't think that should have to be negotiated for. That would be an absolutely acceptable 2-minute little conversation. Then you could come back with what you're interested in. Like, maybe you're totally fine with that, but you're not comfortable kissing people until you get to know them better. Then you set that as a boundary. And then off we go and we explore. And if we're doing something and we're not sure, it's like, do you like it like this or like that? And that communication can happen while we're doing things. And other situations, if I, for example, wanted to do a rope suspension scene with you, I don't think that fast of a conversation would be that great for pickup play. I'd want to know if you have any experience. Do you have any places on your body where you have injuries? How are you for flexibility? Are you the kind of person who's aware of sensations in your body right away, or are you going to need some guidance? Right? Do you have epilepsy? Do you have asthma? Are you allergic to hemp? Like, these things I'm going to need to know before I start putting rope on you. And I'd want to have a conversation with you about the risks that are involved with rope suspension and rope in general to make sure that you can actually consent. There are more risks involved with doing a rope suspension scene than there are with doing above the waist intimate acts. So the negotiation formula is adaptable to whatever you're doing, right? In the case of the rope, I think I want to do something really creative. I really enjoy using rope. We could make it a suspension that looks like this and show you some pictures, or something really super simple like this, again showing you pictures. Here are the risks of each of those so that you know what to set as limits. And here are some things I'd like to add if you're willing, right? And then from there we can talk. Same with sex. So I really find you attractive. What I'm wanting, what my need is right now, is to explore that attraction. But my limits are nothing below the waist. And, you know, if you like kissing, or, you know, you want to, I don't know, paint each other's fingernails. I don't know. You can add all kinds of things in there. And it could be fun. So anyways, wants, needs, and limits are a great framework to try and explore things in. As long as we remember that if the thing that we must have in order to feel good about this sexual or intimate interaction is on the other person's boundary list, conversation's over. Thank them for their time. Walk away. Any further negotiating, you're actually asking them to bend their boundaries for you. And that is not cool. Not consensual. So we want to stay within that consent framework. So peace out. Have a sex positive day.